Would you like to accelerate your career and reach your full potential in just minutes a day? Welcome to the LeadX Show with New York Times bestselling author and Inc. 500 entrepreneur, Kevin Cruz.
How should you deal with that annoying person at work? Hello everyone, Kevin Cruz here, helping you to achieve your full potential 5 days a week. And in just a minute, we're going to talk about how to deal with difficult people at work. But first, don't forget to visit leadx.org, where you'll find practical how-to articles from the best executive coaches and business gurus out there. leadx.org. We have two guests today from my own hometown of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Dr. Jody Foster is a clinical professor of psychiatry in the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania, and she's the chair of the Department of Psychiatry at Pennsylvania Hospital. She attained her MBA from Wharton. And we also have Dr. Michelle Joy, a forensic psychiatry fellow at the University of Pennsylvania. Their new book is The Schmuck in My Office: How to Deal Effectively with Difficult People at Work. Dr. Foster, Dr. Joy, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. And I'm going to have to break with format a little bit here because we have two esteemed physicians writing a book about workplace relationships. I would have expected a book title like Psychopathology and Treatment of Workplace Neuroses, but no, the title is The Schmuck in My Office. You know, how'd this book come about? How'd you come up with that title?
I do have that Wharton MBA, so I knew that the book had to fly off the shelves. So psychopathology of difficult people wasn't going to do it. The real way that we came up with this title is that in the work that I do with disruptive characters in the workplace, it's probably the single most common chief complaint that I get when I pick up the phone. Dr. Foster, I should have called you 10 years ago. I've got this schmuck in my department. I've got this schmuck in my office. I have this jerk I'm working with. And it just is the way that people feel frustrated when they have someone that they want to stop acting a certain way and they don't know how to get them to do it.
Jody and I were working together on an inpatient unit since she does multiple types of psychiatry, as I have so far in my career, and I just knew I wanted to be involved in the book just because it's such a common experience, how to get along with people at work. It's kind of something everyone wants to know how to do and can relate to, so it's an exciting project for me to get involved with as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody has these experiences at work, or at least has had them in the past. And I really respect that you just used real language. And of course, there's a marketing angle to the schmuck in my office. But in the book, you actually do have some other labels. You say difficult personalities come in many shapes and sizes. And you offer some labels like flytrap, bean counter, robot. And we don't have time to cover them all, but talk about some of the more common ones. And what can we do when we're dealing with that type of personality at work?
Sure. So, you know, one of the most important points in the book is that the people that you're working with, even if no matter how much they annoy you, they probably aren't walking around with psychiatric diagnoses. You know, these are people who have traits, and those traits are perhaps rubbing up against you the wrong way or rubbing up against the culture in the office the wrong way. But they just are who they are. We bring our personalities to work with us, and that's just the way it is. So having done this work for quite some time now, it's become kind of clear to me that the types of people who have interpersonal trouble at work tend to fall into categories, and I've categorized 10 of them. And we renamed them from their potential psychiatric diagnoses to kind of reaffirm that these people aren't ill. They're just evidencing certain traits. So the single most common type would be narcissus, who is the sort of egocentric, it's my way or the highway, world revolves around me type individual who takes credit for everybody's work and bowls over people and things like that. The bean counter is the sort of maddening, obsessive compulsive micromanager who kind of doesn't let you get your work done or doesn't let you try new things because they're sort of stuck in their ways and their ways of doing things.
And just building on those two examples right there, what we try and do in the book is give everyone a general playing field in which they can think about their SMUCs. No one is necessarily a perfect match, but we try and help people fit someone into a category in order to understand them, and then also to give them techniques on how to work with them, and help the relationship. So, for example, with a narcissist, what you're going to want to do in broad strokes is to cater to that person's narcissism. Make sure that you are fanning the flames of their own ego and choosing your battles wisely. You want to make sure that you don't get into something where they feel threatened or otherwise belittled. For the bean counter that Dr. Foster mentioned, that's someone, this is the orderly person who's really nitty-gritty with the details. You want to make sure you don't go toe-to-toe with them over the details. You want to let them feel some control, let them be in control, and then work around that for the things that really matter to you.
That's great. It seems like half the battle is just identifying what personality type you're dealing with. And then, as you said, you know, pick your battles or work in a way that's not going to trigger their behaviors, right?
Right, right. We like to think of, you know, everybody is, of course, different. But the fact is that our traits are able to be categorized and that common things happen commonly.
Now, something that really jumped out at me in the book is that you give specific advice on how to deal with the many different types, which is great. But you also say something that is a universal prescription. You say another reason it's important to think about disruptive behavior in terms of types of people is to allow for empathy. Often it's the empathy alone that can make relationships more manageable with nothing more required. So tell me more about using empathy as sort of our go-to strategy for all of these personality types.
Well, one thing that we like to emphasize in the book and in our clinical and business day-to-day lives is just the importance of understanding. We say a couple times in the book that for most people, they are not setting out to be schmucks. They don't intend to be rude to others or to make other people's lives difficult, but they're caught for some reason, whether it's something going on in their lives, whether it's something about their past. They're stuck in their own patterns of behavior. So by understanding the category that someone fits into, that's a lens of empathy that allows you to understand why a person might be acting that way. And that sense of understanding gives you some control, and it makes you less likely to feel angry about the person, just gives the sense that they might be trying their best, and try to understand it so that you can work with them instead of against them.
Right. I mean, you know, take the narcissistic character, you know, the underpinning of the narcissistic character is profound insecurity. And sometimes when someone is sort of bowling you over and filling the room with his or her ego and just annoying you, reminding yourself that they have to do this because, in fact, they feel so small and feel so insignificant that they actually have to blow themselves up to make themselves as big as possible, that sometimes allows you to hear it with different ears.
Yeah, and listeners, I want to stress this. I wish I had this book 25 years ago, because when I was young and dumb, but in some position of authority and leadership, I guess, you know, the phrase that comes to mind was that I didn't suffer fools gladly. You know, I was a driver, I was task focused, and I wouldn't go into battles with people who reported to me, but I would go into battles with my partners and other officers in the companies. You know, I'd get enraged that the CFO, the bean counter, you know, wasn't seeing it my way. And, you know, he was so locked into the numbers. And it's taken me a long time to change and calm down. But now when I encounter these kinds of difficult personalities, you know, it's more like I'm thinking, you know, there but for the grace of God go I. I mean, I just realize if I was born with their DNA and lived my life every second the same way they had with all of their experiences, I would be them. And I'm still not perfect, but it certainly has made me far more patient. So now I'm reading your book and I'm thinking, you know, about all these crazy personalities. And yeah, I know that person was a fly trap. And oh, we're talking about bean counters. I can remember Don. And then towards the end of the book, I'm thinking I hit robot. And I'm like, maybe I'm the schmuck in the office. I've got a friend, Dr. Mike, who often calls me jokingly Spock because of my lack of emotion. So doctors, tell all of us, you know, are we the ones with the problem? How would we know?
Well, so, you know, everybody's got traits. And as you read the book, you're probably, you know, if you're reading it with an open mind, you're going to recognize parts of yourself in various places. I think the trick here is that if you're in workplace after workplace and it's always everybody else's problem and you're never quite settled in a place where you're getting along well with people, it's time to kind of turn the lens back on yourself. Maybe you're in the wrong culture. Maybe you do have some conflicts that you're bringing to work that you don't realize how much they're affecting the workplace. But, you know, like I said, relationships are kind of 50% each, and we're bringing half of it to every relationship we come to, and we have stuff no matter who we are.
Dr. Foster, Dr. Joy, before we wrap up, I always like to challenge our listeners to get a little bit better every single day. So is there something specific you can challenge us with?
Just building on that last question about being the own schmuck in the office, I would say just the next time that someone or something is bothering you, or if you can think in your mind about some person or some theme of things that's been bothering you, just really sit down, take a second to ask yourself, why is this person, why is this theme bothering me so much? Is there anything I'm bringing to the difficulty? Is there anything I'm bringing into this relationship? And the next time I see the person, can I do something to make it easier instead of laying the blame on that person or that theme?
And then I would just add, you know, the next time you have an interaction with somebody that disturbs you in some way, instead of sort of letting it seed, because these things, you know, seed and grow like ivy, call it out, say something, you know, just actually try to air it in the moment, in real time, and you'll be amazed at the effect of direct, clear, concise conversation about, you know, how these interactions affect you there. It is so effective to just be direct in your interactions back.
Love it. And what's the best way for our listeners to find out more about you and the new book?
Our website is schmuckinmyoffice.com. And that's the best place to find out about us, get in contact with us, or stay up to date with all of our thinkings and writings.
Friends, you've just been mentored by clinical psychiatrists who know how to deal with difficult people at work. How great was that? You can get the link they mentioned over at leadx.org, along with all the show notes. And of course, you can get The Schmuck in My Office on Amazon.com or your favorite bookstore. And if you learned just one new thing from this show, please take 2 minutes. Hop on over to iTunes, search for LeadX, click that subscribe button, and just leave a short, honest review. If you do that, send me an email. I'm at kevin@leadx.org, and we'll invite you into our private ambassador group on Facebook. We give away prizes every month and books and get special access to our guests and all kinds of fun stuff. So until next time, remember, as always, leadership is about influence, not authority. The question is, what kind of leader will you be?